you've got a criminal record as a child, on some occasions that can actually be carried beyond. And yet, you're at a very tender age of development. And that's not to say that there aren't children whose behaviour is of extreme concern, but we have to remember that first and foremost they are children and we have a responsibility to maximise their development.
It tarnishes our image in dealing with children and young people, and it's in stark contrast to the progressive welfare approach of the Children's Hearing System for us still in 2015 to be sitting with an age of criminal responsibility which is woefully low at age 8. We know that labelling children as criminals at a young age has a detrimental effect in terms of propensity for them to be involved in such behaviour in future. The sooner that we actually raise the age to at least 12, I would say, then we'll continue to look at our youngest children. Children's brains are still developing right the way through their adolescence and, in fact, into early adulthood. And we have got responsibilities under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child to do the absolute best for our children and young people. And I believe there are other ways of dealing with children who've got troublesome behaviour other than criminalising them.